Biggie just saved my career and maybe my life. He screamed at me 5 seconds.
Your partner wasn't going to.
Well, I was daydreaming.
I just assumed.
I was daydreaming over here. Well, I was looking up your movie, Sleepless in Seattle. You said something interesting. We're getting ready to do the review, and it's the last one. I said I want Sleepless in Seattle on Valentine's Day, period.
Well, when this whole idea came up, you said, well, you've got mail. Biggie said, did it.
That's right. That was last year. I said, 500 Days of Summer. He said, we did it. I said, When Harry Met Sally.
Did it.
He said, we did it last year. I said, all right. He said, last year we skipped Sleepless in Seattle. I said, I want it on Valentine's Day.
That's this year.
That's it. I said, Biggie wanted to do it first. I said, let me handle this. We're doing it.
That's your closer.
That's right. That's right. Now, a couple of things about it. First of all, he said, this is intriguing to me. So when you do the review in a moment, definitely want to hear this. He said, something just really shows the power of Chris Dem. And it has to do with the review of Sleepless in Seattle. I wonder what's going on there. How is Chris Dem?
I'm unaware of this. This is news to me as well.
Also, inside Valentine's Day, of course, this is all done for Valentine's Day, these rom-com movie reviews. And by the way, it seems like, even though I think you and I are of the same mindset, we like horror movies better than these rom-coms. But your reviews of the rom-com, every time you do them, I'm like, that's a good movie. Mm-hmm. You know, most of these have been very, very good. Yesterday, you gave 6 candy hearts to breakfast at Tiffany's. But the Valentine thing, the one you gave an awful review to was Moonstruck, which only got 2 candy hearts. But today I read...
We saw a clip this morning on the national news.
It was state by state, what's your favorite Valentine's Day go-to movie? And for a lot of the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, those states, it was Moonstruck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love Moonstruck. A New Yorker argued with you over Moonstruck.
Yes. Well, and that also involves, Chris Dem is kind of intertwined in all of this.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And here's, would you like me to disclose?
Yeah, well, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, please.
I was taken to task over Moonstruck. People told me I was too young. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'll have someone explain it to you.
Yeah.
You know. That's
right. It's condescending.
Mm-hmm. Very condescending.
I get that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I figured when I didn't love Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Audrey Hepburn, but the movie was just okay.
So that was your review, right?
It was. And Chris Dem agreed that the movie was just okay.
Yeah. Even though it's got that classic title
and
images from it are Audrey Hepburn.
Her look. I mean, when you think of Audrey Hepburn, 9 times out of 10, that's what you think.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's right. Yes.
So I did my review.
Yes.
After I was taken to task for Moonstruck.
Yes, I heard.
I thought the same thing was going to happen for Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
But in my review, I said, Chris Dem agrees with me on this.
Yes.
No one came for me. Everyone's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So he gets, just by putting him in there.
That's right.
The Demers are like, okay, well, if he says it, okay. Because I think if I had left that line out and just said, I didn't love Breakfast at Tiffany's, people would have been like, yeah. But he's so respected in his opinion that they go, okay, well, all right.
They were sharpening their arrows for you. They put the covers of the tips back on and said, all right.
Another day.
We'll come after you again, but not today.
Apparently, but Italian families love Moonstruck. Well, I did not grow up in an Italian family. Yeah. That's the one thing I kept getting was, you don't understand. Because
Familia.
This reminded me of me growing up with my Italian family arguing and, you know, bickering and being in Brooklyn and New York. And
maybe, but does that...
Did you buy the chemistry? Because it's been ages since I've seen it. Did you buy the chemistry between Cage and Cher?
No, I didn't buy any of it.
Yeah. That's my biggest problem.
I had 2 people say, which I do agree with, that it was almost a makeup Oscar. She should have won for a much different movie, Mask, that she was much better in.
She was good in that.
Yeah, I didn't think she had much to do in Moonstruck.
Yeah, yeah.
Just slap Cage.
Yeah.
They snap out of it.
Right. Does that mean that if people from Italians from New York love Moonstruck, does that mean people from the Southeast have to love Sweet Home Alabama, which you did review last year, and you love that movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm sure it's different depending on where you were raised, you know. Yeah. People from the South might say, I love watching, you're right, Sweet Home Alabama, because it reminds me of being in a small town and growing up that way.
Maybe.
What's the one you like with the girl who dies on the train tracks?
Oh, my God. Fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, that's a your guy. Southern girl.
It's a guy who dies on the train.
I mean, but it's a mostly female cast, right?
Yes, but I also love
the other one.
Steel Magnolias. Steele's is my favorite, but fried green tomatoes is great too.
I mean, that I don't know if you had grown up in the Pacific Northwest, perhaps you wouldn't have the same attachment.
Oh,
would you still be a Southern girl at heart?
Wait a minute now. Yeah, I'm not sure about this now because, well, interestingly, and I can give this away now, I recently read a list of the 20 favorite movies of Americans. It's not like it's an Oscar thing or anything. It's listed from 20 to 1. And, you know, actually, one of the movies, I'll give this away, is Forrest Gump, okay? And that's a Southern, you know, he's from the South, takes place in Alabama.
Deep South.
So, but I think that's universally loved. I mean, it seems to be because it's Tom Hanks and, you know, it's just great. I mean, people love it. And I said to our promotions man, Matt, you know Matt.
I do.
I said, we're going to make a montage. Remember you challenged me to make a montage of these movies?
I do.
Remember that? So we saw the list 2 weeks ago. These are the great, according to Americans.
Americans top 20.
The top 20 movie. Just like, what's your favorite movie? And the top 20, it doesn't mean it's been critically acclaimed or anything. It's just, what's your favorite movie? And so I made a montage. I did it that day. That day, I made a montage. And I love it. Okay? It's
and you've been sitting on it ever since.
Ever since. And we're going to play it for Oscar.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And people will guess every movie. You have to get all 20 of them. Now, you probably can just look it up, which would really
that's going to drive you mad, yeah.
But I said to Matt, I want the first person that guesses all 20 movies to get an all-expense-paid trip to the Oscars.
Is that, Biggie, your impression of Matt pooping his pants?
Yeah.
Does he have to do it, or
no,
suppressing
more,
a laugh so hard
suppressing
that he shat?
That was a suppressing a laugh so hard that he pooped his pants.
I mean, they can happen for a couple of reasons.
I said, I want flights. I want a flight to Los Angeles.
You don't mean this year, do you? Surely you don't mean this year.
He said, take it out. He said, take it out.
I said, do you not look at the prizes we give out?
Okay, you know what I said? I said, all right, I want to rent a theater for every single person who wants it and show all 20 movies back to back.
Oh.
He shat his pants.
Like a 24-hour movie marathon?
Yeah, 24-hour movie marathon with all 20
our
movies.
Our top 20.
All 20 movies. We're going to rent the theater. We're going to get 500 people in the theater to watch it. He shat his pants again. He said that.
I'll tell you what I have. I have a digital code for Despicable Me 4. So if they win, I'll just email them this code, and then they can watch Despicable Me 4 on us.
That is literally what he said.
I know. I figured.
He said, I got a digital download. Mm-hmm. I could give you the code.
Have you seen Gladiator 2? This isn't even the original Gladiator. This is a code for Gladiator 2.
So I've got a Joan Jett DVD.
Have the Joan Jett DVD.
We still have that DVD
if you want that. So all of
we'd have more luck giving everybody Oscar Mayer Wiener Bologna.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We should give everyone a year-long supply of Oscar Mayer Wiener Bologna.
I ain't giving him that.
He shat his pants again.
Yeah.
He said, we're not doing that.
I can give him a $10 coupon to Bubba Gumps.
Yes.
Now it expires next week.
They better race to Charleston.